my brother Timothy Hung in the church in New York City on the Lord's Day, July 10th, 2016. The title of the message is Paul's Gospel, the Gospel of Completion. Scripture verse is Colossians chapter 1, verse 25.
Meaning to you, to cleanse us with your blood. Thank you, we live not by bread alone, but by every word proceeds out of your mouth. Lord, we open to you this morning. Under your precious blood, anoint each one of us.
Amen.
So we can hear your word.
Amen.
We can receive you. Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Just to finish up the announcement that Brother Frank just made, I want to let the saints know that the morning watch verses on Friday, there is a mistake. So when you pick up the verses, the sheet, make a change. The Friday verses is on the training message 9. So this week, we will review the summer training, which just finished yesterday. The Friday verses will be on message 9 concerning the breastplate. You know, the high priest has a breastplate. So there will be on Exodus chapter 28, verses 15 through 30. But it was, there's a typo. It's typed verses chapter 22, verses 15 through 30. So please make that change. Let me repeat. The mistake is Exodus chapter 22. 15 through 30. The correct verses are chapter 28 of Exodus, verses 15 through 30. So this is the first announcement. The second announcement is, I think most of the saints know that we already bought the meeting hall in Flushing. It's in our possession, but we are working on it. A lot of saints, you have heard the announcement, but you have not seen the place. So we feel we owe all the saints that we will have a barbecue next Wednesday. Next Saturday, rather. Because Lord's Day we have a training meeting. So it'll be next Saturday early afternoon, after lunch, around lunchtime, a barbecue. So you will, if the saints you are convenient, you can also bring a dish, so we can all enjoy the Lord in the new meeting hall.
Amen.
There are stages to finish up the meeting hall because right now it's still not so suitable for our use.
Amen.
So just want to let the saints know.
Amen.
So this morning we are covering what we went over last week. For many months, we have been going over Exodus. And the coming week, we are continuing the last training on Exodus. So in between, we have 1 week. So we use the week, and we cover Paul's gospel, the gospel of completion. That's why we read the verses in Colossians 1, verse 25. That verse mentioned Paul received a stewardship. He became a minister according to the stewardship of God, which was given to him for us. You, particularly speaking concerning the saint in Colossae, so to complete the word of God. So Paul's gospel is the gospel of completion. This title, this message, was one of the, I think, 5 messages given during the Chinese New Year, Chinese-speaking conference in Anaheim. So this is one of the message, and it's on the Paul's Gospel, the Gospel of Completion. So we have been in the book of Exodus, which is the third training. And this week, coming week, we are covering the last part of the training on the book of Exodus. So in between, we have a 1 week gap. So we cover the book of or the Paul's gospel. So I will just enjoy. I just came back from the training. So when I share something about the training, may come out. So don't be surprised. And I feel Paul's gospel fits very well with the book of Exodus. In the sense that we are covering Exodus, especially the last part, which is concerning that God brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt into the wilderness. And there, on the Mount of God, he revealed himself through Moses to the children of Israel. And also, God revealed the desire to have a dwelling place on the earth. So these are two parts. So maybe we can read the verses. We didn't read all the verses because we can read on, you know, when we are going through the portion that we will be covering. Let's read Exodus 24:12. And Jehovah said to Moses, "Come up to me at the top of the mountain and be there. I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So on the mountain, Jehovah gave Moses the laws, the tablets, inscribed on the tablets of stone. The laws, we know, they are the testimony of God. And Christ is the testimony of God. The written law is the description of what kind of God is. But when Christ came, he is the living testimony of God. So we see that, in fact, God through the law was trying to reveal himself through Moses to the children of Israel, that he is a God of love, he is a God of light, he is a God of holiness, and he is a God of righteous. Okay, let's read on Exodus 25, verse 8. "And let them make a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell in their midst, according to all that I show you, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its utensils. Even so you shall make it." That's what we've been covering all the previous weeks, you know, concerning all the furnitures in the tabernacle, in the house of God. We have the furnitures in the outer court, the burnt offering altar and the laver, bronze laver. And in the holy place, we have the showbread table, and we have the lampstand. Then we have the golden incense altar. Then in the Holy of Holies, there's the Ark of the Testimony. So this is what's in the tabernacle. The tabernacle is God's dwelling place. So we see God revealed himself, and God revealed his dwelling place through Moses to the children of Israel. Okay, we can see in the New Testament, almost exactly the same that God revealed to Paul. Let's read Colossians 2:2. "That their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God Christ." So, Paul received the revelation. The first part was the mystery of God, which is Christ. Let's read on Ephesians 3:3-3:4. "That by revelation the mystery was made known to me, as I have written previously in brief. by which in reading it, you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ. So Paul received the revelation. The first part was concerning the mystery of God. Mystery of God is Christ. And the second part he received the revelation is concerning the mystery of Christ. The mystery of Christ, of course, in the book of Ephesians, the whole book is concerning the church. So the mystery of Christ is the church. So Christ and the church. In the New Testament, in the Old Testament, God revealed himself through the tablets of stone and also his dwelling place. So it's kind of like, you know, we have the Old Testament version and we have the New Testament version. Both through Moses and through Paul, this was revealed. So Paul's gospel is truly the gospel completion. You know, when the children of Israel, they came out of Egypt, of course, they were crying out for salvation, and God did brought them out of Egypt. And God led them by the pillars of cloud and pillars of fire. Cloud by the day and the fire by in the night. God also provided their rich provision for their traveling on their journey. But God's salvation is not just that. God has a purpose. So we see that God wants the children of Israel to build him a dwelling place. And this is also the same with us, that God saved us, and God has cared for us very much, but he has a purpose. So we are here not just for some provisions the Lord has provided us, some goodness the Lord has done to us, for us. We are here for his purpose. So I feel Paul's gospel fits very well with the book of Exodus. And so I just want to share a little bit in this aspect. So concerning the gospel, in fact, the gospel, Paul's gospel, in the past, I could not understand. Paul said, my gospel, my gospel. I said, the gospel is the Lord's, right? Maybe we can read the Romans 1:1 and 1:2. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, a called apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in his holy scriptures. Okay, so these two verses, Paul said very clear, it's the gospel of God. And another portion he mentioned about is the gospel of his son. But in the message we went over this past week, it was Paul's gospel, you know. That is mentioned in Romans 2:16. Let's read it together. In the day when God judges the secrets of man, according to my gospel, through Jesus Christ. So God's gospel, the gospel of his son, became Paul's gospel. It's quite interesting, right? Let's read Romans 16:25 also. Now, to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel, that is the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept in silence in the times of the ages. So Paul is very definite that what he is preaching is his gospel. This is in the principle, in fact, incarnation. That is, God does things in the New Testament not directly, but through man. That's why God became a man. Through Jesus, God did many things. Now the Lord died, resurrected, ascended. Now the same with us. God wants to do it through us. So Paul, eventually, it was the gospel of God in the beginning and the gospel of his son, but Paul was fully entered into God's burden. Amen. And he eventually said, my gospel. Amen. And my gospel is mentioned especially in Romans. So we may say Romans is the fifth gospel. If we go over the four gospels, we will realize the gospel of Matthew is the gospel of the kingdom. Because in the very beginning, he mentioned the Lord Jesus was a descendant of David as the king. And he came to establish his kingdom. So the gospel of Matthew is the gospel of kingdom. In Paul's epistles, we also read concerning the gospel of the kingdom. He mentioned in Romans also that the kingdom is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So this is the gospel of the kingdom. Of course, in many other portions, he also mentioned. So we see that Paul's gospel includes the gospel of the kingdom. The second gospel book, the book of the second book of the four gospels is the book of Mark. Mark is the book of gospel of service, or concerning the slave savior. And Paul also mentioned, you know, Christ, you know, he was equal with God. He did not regard being equal a thing to be grasped, but rather he emptied himself, he humbled himself, became a man, taking the form of a slave. So Christ came as a slave, but Paul also mentioned he himself was a slave serving the saints. So the gospel concerning service is also in Paul's gospel, in Paul's writing. The third one is the gospel of Luke, which is concerning the forgiveness of sins. And Paul also mentioned in his book in Ephesians, I think it was later, I have a verse, Ephesians chapter Ephesians chapter 1, concerning in him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin through his blood. So Paul also covered the gospel of forgiveness. And the last book of the four gospels is the gospel of John. The gospel of John is a gospel of life. And Paul also mentioned many parts in his epistles concerning Christ is alive. And concerning that we are not only we are justified, we will be saved in his life. So we see the four gospels are all in Paul's writing. But Paul's writing is not just cover all this, but also he complete the word of God. So his gospel is the gospel of completion. Amen. So we see very clearly that today what we have a complete gospel. So when we preach gospel, we're not just preach a part of the gospel, rather we have the whole gospel, the gospel completion in view. Paul, you know, today there are many saints or Christians preaching the gospel, and we also preaching the gospel. This time during the training, there's a one point kind of struck me, that is, the gospel is not just to bring God to man, that man may receive God, man may receive eternal life, and become sons of God. In fact, concerning the gospel forgiveness, of course, we receive the forgiveness through the Lord's shedding of his blood on the cross. And the Old Testament altar is a type of the cross, because the sacrifices were offered, were killed first, then offered on the altar. And the Lord Jesus, on the cross, he was offered. In fact, he offered himself through the eternal spirit. And he shed his blood and to cleanse our sins. This time, I was very impressed that in the past, when I preached the gospel, I have no view that I usually just feel I'm, you know, preaching the gospel, bringing good news to people. But I did not have the view that the gospel or the Christ that I preached is in God's house. You know, altar altar is not outside the outer court. The altar is in the tabernacle. So when we preach the gospel, people, many burden to, many saints are burdened to preach the gospel. They just want people to get saved. But they have no view that this person gets saved. They should be in God's house. You know what I'm saying? So today, Paul's gospel is with this view. In fact, this training concerning the church, you know, one thing concerning the church, that is, the church is, you know, the view is the tabernacle. But the tabernacle, including the outer court and the holy place and the holy of holies, they have pillars, you know, to set up. So this area will be separated from all the other areas. And all these, there are curtains, you know, to divide. And with God's dwelling place, the tabernacle, the holy place and the holy of holies, they are pillars. And all these pillars, they are kind of heavy and high. They are made of acacia wood and overlaid with gold. So there are 100 such pillars. But how, there's no, it's not like, you know, we have walls here, but there's a foundation to support all these pillars, you know. But in the wilderness, they are the only the sockets, you know, silver sockets to put the poles in the sockets. The sockets are the ones, are the things supporting the whole structure. The silver sockets typify the redemption of Christ. So the church base, the base of the church, or the standing of the church, are all these sockets, silver sockets. These silver sockets came from, you know, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, eventually they offer some for the building of the God's tabernacle. Then after, in the previous training, we covered one message. It was concerning the silver, the half shekel of silver for every person 20 years old and older. They're supposed to pay half shekels. And all these shekels put together, they are 100 talents. So every socket is one talent. There are 100 talents. So 100 sockets, every socket is one talent. A talent is almost 100 pounds. So that is heavy, you know, for a socket. And all the boards, you know, all the pillars, they are in these sockets. So this shows that the redemption of Christ is the church base and the standing. And also when we preach the gospel, we need to have the silver sockets. You know, sometimes when we preach the gospel, we will tell the gospel friends, you know, your life is empty, you know. Even though you may have made money, you have fans, and you have many things, you have a wonderful family, wonderful possessions, but you're still empty. Christ satisfies, you know. Some saints got saved in this way, you know. But if we don't have the redemption of Christ, we don't have a strong base. If a person is saved only because he feels empty, he wants Christ to satisfy him, but if the redemption is not involved, that base is very weak. So we need to be always reminded the base, the standing of the church, are the sockets, are the silver sockets. Redemption is the base. So today, we all need to be reminded, especially when we are burdened for the gospel, we need to see Christ's redemption is our base. Amen. We have to always bring people to the burnt offering altar. Amen. And cause them to realize they need the blood of Christ. They need the redemption of Christ. Recently, we've been renting a place in the Flushing, So there's a person, he usually take care of us going in and leaving, and last week he got baptized. And in the past, I didn't know. I thought he's one of the gospel friends, but he come and sit a little bit and left. Toward the end, many meetings, he just walking around. He didn't come into the meetings, but we didn't know at what point. I guess he has some contact with the saints. He said, "I want to be baptized." So it surprised all of us. We thought he would not. He will not receive the law. But anyway, he received the law.
Amen.
In the beginning, when I asked, "Did you realize you are a sinner?" He said, "No." Then I was very hesitant to say that you can receive the law. But eventually, he confessed he is a sinner. He needs the redemption of Christ.
Amen.
So we all need the redemption of Christ.
Amen.
So none of the unbelieving friends should be saved just because, they feel empty, they need the law, they receive the law, that's it. No. We want to bring them to the burnt offering altar. We want their salvation to have a strong base.
Amen.
That base is the redemption of Christ, is through the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I feel we need to be reminded concerning this matter of altar. So the altar is in Apostle Paul's writing. The Lord's table, also mentioned in First Corinthians chapter 10. Paul mentioned the bread we break, is it not the body of Christ? The cup we bless, is it not the cup we blessed? Is the blood of Christ, and the bread we break is the body of Christ. So that's concerning not just the altar. That's concerning you go into the holy place to eat the showbread table. Of course, you need to go through also the laver. The laver, Paul mentioned in Titus 3:5. I think the week before we have some verses on that. That through the washing of regeneration and renewing the Holy Spirit, renewing of the Holy Spirit. So Paul's gospel is the gospel completion, because he not only get people saved, receive the law, he bring them into God's dwelling place.
Amen.
So we all need to have such a view. So everyone gets saved should not just receive the law outside God's dwelling place. They should be ushered into God's dwelling place. Even more, not just into the outer core, but will go further into the holy place, that they will enjoy the showbread table. In many sense, recently we have this morning watch verses, and we have also the expanded morning watch verses with some ministry portions that we can read. And that is to help, not just the saints, also the new ones. Many new ones, they got saved, but they need to continue their journey, because God's purpose in his coming eventually to die on the cross. God was in the heavens that was signified by the Holy of Holies. So God came out of the Holy of Holies to reach the altar eventually on the cross. Christ died. It's for the purpose to bring the fallen sinners to God. So that a person got saved should not just, I got saved, I'm waiting to go to heaven. That is too short. We need to see the gospel of completion.
Amen.
The gospel of completion is not just to get saved, but also to be brought from the outer core to the holy place. In the holy place, we have the showbread table, and we have the lampstands. Lampstands are just the church. The church is the golden lampstand. Of course, in Exodus, that golden lampstand signifies Christ. Christ is the reality of the lampstand. Because the lampstand is not just a lump of gold, but rather it has a shape. So in Paul speaking Christ is the embodiment of God. So the golden lampstand signifies Christ. But eventually, in the progression of the divine revelation, the lampstand in Exodus eventually was in Exodus, Zechariah chapter 4. It mentioned also the lampstand. And that signifies the Spirit as the reality of Christ. But the divine revelation continues to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, when John, Apostle John, was in exile, and on the Lord's Day, he heard someone speaking to him, and he turned, and he saw seven golden lampstands. And that seven golden lampstands eventually was revealed, they are the seven churches in Asia. So the golden lampstand, starting from typify Christ, typifies the Spirit, eventually typify the churches. So today, every saved person should be in the local churches. Amen. Should be a part of God's testimony. Amen. Should be a part of the lampstands today. Amen. So we see that God's salvation is so full, you know. Of course, God's purpose is not just stopping in the holy place. He wants to go further into the Holy of Holies. Then we come to the incense altar. In the incense altar, we have a verse. I'll skip some of the verses. I mentioned in my speaking concerning Christ died for our sins, and then we are justified in His blood. We'll be saved through Him. Maybe we can move the verses up. Yeah. In Romans 5:9, saved through Him from wrath. Then in chapter 5, verse 10, it mentioned it's about reconciled to God, and much more will be saved in His life. Then Ephesians 1:7, I mentioned earlier, concerning the redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. And in Titus, mentioned about the washing of regeneration, that's referring to the labor. The washing is the same Greek word as labor. Concerning the Lord's table, the bread, and the cup. Let's move on. In Ephesians, concerning the God's dwelling place, we are growing into a holy temple. So in the Old Testament, the temple was physical and made of material of gold, silver, and brass, bronze. But in the New Testament, God's dwelling place is living. That's why he mentioned that in whom all the building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple. So our growth in life is the building up of the temple. Colossians 2:9 mentioned about in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, referring to Christ is the embodiment of God. Ephesians 5:9 concerning the fruit of the light. So that lampstand, on one hand, it refers to the churches. On the other hand, it also refers to that the shining of the we. On one hand, we are the members of the lampstand, a part of the lampstand. On the other hand, we are also sons of light and children of light, because God is light. We are born of God, so we are sons of light, and we are children of light. Then we can have the fruit of the light, which is in God goodness and righteousness and truth. So now we come to Romans 8:34. Romans 8:34 is referring to the golden incense altar. Today, Christ, after His death and resurrection, in ascension, He is interceding for us. Let's read together. Who is He who condemns? It is Christ, Jesus, who died, and rather, who was raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. So Christ is interceding for all of us. Even while we're sitting here this morning, Christ is interceding for us. But he wants us also to intercede. You know, that is in 1 Timothy 2:1. Let's read together. I exhort, therefore, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men. Okay, that's it. So Christ prayed, and we also need to intercede to correspond or respond to his heavenly ministry, to his heavenly intercession. So today, not only Christ at the head pray, the body on the earth also pray. We pray in oneness with him. So the whole picture shows us that God's salvation is to lead us. You know, the prayer, the incense altar, if you read in the Bible, it's kind of a little complicated. Because sometimes it mentions the Holy of Holies has the incense altar. Sometimes it mentions in the holy place, there's the incense altar. Or sometimes mentioned, the incense altar is before the Ark of the Testimony, or is before the veil. So all this shows that Christ today, he is interceding, and the function of the incense altar belongs to the Holy of Holies, because it brings us to the Holy of Holies. So today, God's desire is that we all will not just saved, but also we will step by step be brought into the Holy of Holies. Amen. And be one with God. Amen. You know, so this is God's complete salvation. Amen. This is the gospel of completion. Amen. And this is what we have in the book of Exodus. Amen. Of course, in the coming weeks, we'll review the 20 messages. This week is the video training. It's reviewing from Monday message 5 all the way to message 12. So we review a lot of messages. The key is not we are just get into a lot of verses, but rather just enjoy. Amen. Enjoying the Lord as our portion. Amen. And be brought step by step into the Holy of Holies. Amen. That this is God's desire. You know, that hymn in our hymnal is really wonderful. There's a hymn 152, you know. He loves us to the uttermost. That is, made us a part of him, one with him. And this is his salvation. This is his gospel to all of us. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'll stop here. Maybe we can have afterwards the language meetings, right? You want to say something?